Okay, we're continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are on in Shah Abba Ve'ima Per Gimel. In the old editions, Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. And in Frisch's print, it's Daf Shin Mem Zayin. Okay, it's a small parag, but it's fully loaded. Lots of yesoides, and basically the major yesoid here is the yesoid of Habosha. We're going to learn a lot of details in the Habosha. Not a tremendous amount, but you just have to get the picture clear in your mind, and everything just flows. If the picture is not clear, it gets a bit complicated. But in Hashem, we'll try to clear things up as much as we can. Okay, this pair basic is going to compare two Paltzufim together. It's going to compare the Paltzuf of Arich, Al-Hampin, and the Paltzuf of Zah. Okay, even though they're very far away from each other, but they're very similar. Okay, in their Haboshes, in their relationship with other Paltzufim, in the Elav, in the Tachtav, as we'll see all the different combinations as we go around. So, Hashem, Tzias Hashem. The Nevaik Zaz Chilukim. Shemin Arich el Zah. We're going to show differences between Arich and Zah. In Kavabiyano Leel Ketzat Shinoi Me'acherim, we already explained some differences already. For example, B'Shashvira, we had that Atik Arich, the same thing as Keter. When Keter broke, only the Achorayim, the Nahi of Keter broke. When it came to Zah, when Zah broke, all the Panim of Zah broke, all the Achorayim completely broke. Manafkamina. Nafkamina, when you have the Tikkun, that when you build up the Paltzuf of Arich, which only the Nahi broke, then you have one Paltzuf, but it's called the Ma'uben of the Paltzuf. You're going to have a Ma'uben in the Paltzuf. Meaning on the right hand side of that Paltzuf is called the Ducha, the male side, and the left hand side is called the Nukva side. In short, it's called Dun, the Dun we call it. So you have the Dun within the Paltzuf, Ducha, the Nukva, within the Paltzuf of Atik. Mashen ken Zah, since Zah broke completely, then the Nukva was not Nichlal in the Paltzuf, it's a new Paltzuf within the Akva. Like we have Abba Ve'ima, two completely separate Paltzufim. But the same with Zeampin and Nukva, two completely separate parts of him.
But Nukva is part of Zah.
Excuse me?
But Nukva is part of Zah.
No, Nukva is a completely separate part of. Completely separate. Yeah. Zeampin, the Nukva. Now, okay, it's not such a right by the Loshem, because we all say Atik v'nukve and Al-Hampin v'nukve, but you have to understand, in those two Paltzufim, which we consider that to be Keter, those two Paltzufim, again, very important, the Dun is within the Paltzuf, there's no differentiation. There is a Ma'uben, meaning there is a Ducha v'nukve, but within the Paltzuf. Asher Enk, when you get lower, Abba v'Iman ze'alpin, you find the Nukva is no longer in the Paltzuf, but separated, okay? That was one difference. The other difference is, for example, we spoke of, in the previous parakim about the chasadim of gvuras. We said that chug is what the Loshon Arizal is, what's megadol, maim shmegadlim es ilam. Chug is a koach, which is megadol the paltzufim. Now we saw last time that as the chug, and it comes out from the yesoid of Atik, which is in the paltzuf of Arich, the Yesoid of Atik, which is Mispashet, the Chug within Arich, the Chasadim of Gvuras went up. They went out of the Yesoid of Atik and went up. Some went up, some went down. And that created four different parts. Sufif, Abba Ve'ima, and Yesod Saba and Tfuna. Masha Ein Kein, in Zah, when Ima is Malbish Zah, and she says her chug, the chug in Zah is mitzpashe bekol gufo. It doesn't go up at all. Okay, that's another difference.
Maybe that's
the chug, which is coming from Ima,
yeah,
which is malbish herself, in the same situation as to Zah,
yeah?
Then the chug goes straight and is mitzpashe all the way into Zantanok. Alright? As opposed to Arich, you see that the Chug went up. Up, that's another difference that we saw. Yes.
So you said that, can you say a bit nothing?
Ima, which is Malbish inside, which is Malubash inside of Zerampin, like you said, right?
Yeah.
She sends her Chug, her Chasodim, into Zah, and they go all into Zah. Not only into the Moch of Zah, but the Mispash is all in the Goof of Zah. Masha'enken, when Atik is Malbish, Arachampin, then the Chug doesn't go straight down. What it does, it makes a U-turn and goes back up.
Back up where?
It comes down from the Yesod of Atik,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it goes up the sides of the Yesod of Atik.
To where?
Seder. On the side of Yesod of Atik, here's the Yesod of Atik. The Chug goes up and stays like that.
Then where?
Goes up. Something we learned officially.
We upped it up to where though?
No, I mean,
it stays midair, yes, right next to the Yesod Atik. Here's the Yesod Atik, and they come out and they stay there.
It doesn't permeate.
It becomes a part of, right there.
Or Arich?
No, Arich is Arich, right? You have the Yesod of Atik going into the part of Arich.
Yeah.
That Chug, which is coming with the Atik, the Yesod Atik, is going to come back out.
It doesn't say it.
And it stays there. Okay, there's five chassadim. This is the previous pair.
Yeah, yeah.
Five chassadim on the right hand side, five gvuos on the left hand side. So two and a half, we said, stayed above, on both sides. Two and a half chassadim stayed on the right hand side of the Yesod Atik. Two and a half stayed on the left hand side, you saw the Atik. And two and a half on both sides went down. Mm-hmm. Alright, so you have a half. Mm-hmm. That made Abavima Iloin and Yusuf Saba Vetuna. They made four Patsufim. The Chug creates Patsufim. But the way it happened is it came up. Masha Enkin, when the Chug came out of Ima, it didn't go up, it went straight down. Okay, that's just the Achilik that we saw beforehand. Now, so what are the chilukim we're going to see over here between Arich and Zah? This is the chiluk as follows, right? Kehine, b'zah chasodim mispashti b'kol gufo. Oh, this is right. What I just told you is right. What are you saying right now? V'agvurois netoinos kulam lenok. Nitnos kulam lenok. Masha enken kan be'arich, it doesn't happen that way. Like I mentioned to you, when the chassadim guvos or mispashet and arid, they don't go mispashet in the whole guf, but rather they stay up in midair, around, huddling around the yesod atik. Masha einken, when the chassadim are coming out into za from ima, the mispashet and the ganze guf of za. The guvos masha einken, or should go mispashit. The mispashit, not mamish directly into Zah, but really they go directly from Ima into Nok. Chasodim go into Zah, and the Gevuos go into Nok. Okay, so that's one difference. Again, let's do another difference now. But Tamhu, why? First of all, why is that? Why should there be such a difference in Arir and the spashes of the Chug as opposed to the spashes of the Chug in Zah v'Nok? V'tamu lefi shesham aducha v'nukva hem partzufim nifradim. When we see Zerampin v'nukva, we see the two different partzufim. Therefore, the chasodim go into one partzuf which is called Zah, and the gvuros go into a different partzuf. They have to go into the Nukva, but since Nukva is a different part, so they have to go in a different place. They go in two different places. L'chein azocha lokeh chasodim v'nukva agvuos omna be'arir b'china shebechina zdocha v'nukva shebo shu partzuf echad ela sheze omed bekav yamin v'ze kav smol. Mashken arich, you look at the arich, like I said, the dun is in the partzuf. The right hand side of the partzuf is the male part. The left hand part, Suf, the left part of Arich is the Nukva side. So therefore, that's why it doesn't have to be spashit everywhere. The chasadim and gvuos can go down together and stay right there. They don't have to go anywhere. As opposed to nukva lamoshel, it has to, the ima has to mispashit the gvuos outside of zayin and down all the way down into nukva. V'chein gam hem mispashim al hader zeh chasadim mikav yamin asher hazocher sham v'gvuos b'smol asher hu nukva. Okay. Now let's do another chiluk. Va'od yesh chiluk acher v'hu ki ba'arich yotzim arba partzufim b'michinas yesod echad bilvad shebetocha. Shuhu yisod da'atik atik yomin kiniska le'el. Again, what do we have? We have a relationship between atik and arich. Now what does that mean? That means atik is penetrating arich. Now we're not going to talk about kav yamin, which is the netzach of atik going into the chachan of arich. We're not talking about also the kav small, which is the hod of arich, hod of atik going into the baga of Aleph, but rather we're going to talk about the middle cap. We're going to make it very simple. We're going to talk about one sphere called the Yesod.
The opposite. The Baga going into Malbishin, the Od of Arich.
No, the Hod of Atik is Meluvish inside the Baga of Arich.
Ah, sorry.
Now we're going to look at just the middle cap, which is the Yesod of Atik. The Yesod of Atik is meluvash inside Arich, all the way down to the Tiferet, right? From the Ket of Arich into the Dat of Arich, right until the Chaza of Arich. Okay? Now, as we said...
Shishilyan.
Excuse me?
Shishilyan shel Tiferet de Arich.
What again?
Shlish Elyon, first.
That's right. Until the Shlish Elyon, right? The bottom of the Shlish Elyon, Siyum Shlish Elyon of the Tiferet of Arich Ampin. Yeah. Of Arich Ampin. Now, what do we say? How do we create Patsufim? By sending Chug out of the Yesod. So as the chug is going to come out from the Yesod of Atik, it's going to create, like we said, it's going to create four partsufim. Right? What are the four partsufim? We said Abba v'ima Eloyin, and then Yisra Saba v'tvuna.
What is Arich? Was Arich is one partsuf as well?
Yeah.
That's five.
No, Arich is it's already born, right? Okay. Now, that's the Spashas Rishon, we're talking Spashas Sheni already, then the Arich is Mashpia again, and it creates four Patsufim. Mm-hmm. So what do we have now? We have something called Arich, one Yesod, which is called Arich, which is Mashpia, and creates four Patsufim. Let's move on to Za, because we're comparing Arich Ampin to Za. What happens in Za? V'sham b'za mishne yesodot shevetocho shem yesod le'aba v'yesod le'ima kenoda omnam yotzim rak arba patsufim bilvad shem Yaakov v'doa mabu v'doa midbar b'le'a v'rachev. Phew. Okay, move on b'mkoro, right? Throws the book at us, right? So if you explain to us what these things are. Now, it's like this. I thought you always have to have the picture straight, and it's really, really simple. It sounds more complicated. Now, when we now, let's think about, we had the picture, we're comparing two situations, Atik and Arich, as opposed to the situation of the Halbosha between Abba V'ima and Za. Keeping it clear in your mind. Now, when it comes to Abba V'ima and Za, what do we learn in the Tusha Purim? We learn that Abba is inside Ima, and Ima goes inside to Zah. Okay? That's where it goes. The Yesod of Ima has inside of it Yesod the Abba. So you have two Yesodas. Being Mashpia aware on the parts of Shetata, which is Zah. And they're given the Mochim, and they're Mishpashta, and Bekitzu, right. Now, how many Patsufim come out of that, his Hispashtas?
Only four.
Only four. Only four. Right? When we spoke about Atik being Mashpi on Arich, we said one Yisod makes four Patsufin, which is Abba Be'ima Yiloin Yisod Sabbatuna. When we see over here, we have two Yisodis, and they're Mashpia only to make four Patsufim instead of eight Patsufim. And what are the four? Yaakov, Dor Midbar. By the way, Dor Midbar is, they call it Eshet Yaakov. Eshet Yaakov, the wife of Yaakov. Now, she's also called, by the way, Leah Sheni, if that means anything. And then you have Leah Verochas. That means you have two in front of Zah, and then you have two in the back of Zah. Leah and Rachel are in the back of Zah, and Yaakov and Dor Midbar is in front of Zah. Okay. So let's get focused on the question. The question again is that why do you have one Yesod being Mashpia two, four Patsufi, and then when it comes to Zah, you have two Yesodis of Abba V'Ima being Mashpia only four is one instead of eight. Now the Inyan Hu, the answer is what? Ki gam kan be'arich, even in Ari yeshtei bechinas shehem docha v'nukva kenoda. Oh. So the evidence is, even in Arich's case, right, when when you have the Yesod of Atik being Malush into Arich, what do you have there? You also have two Bechinas there. You also have a Ducha v'Nukva. You also have a Kilo Abba v'Ima. So it's Kilo, you have two Yesodis there as well. Mm-hmm. And the Yesod, and it's not the Pshat one Yesod makes two. One Yesodis makes four. But rather, two Yesodis make four. Therefore, the nirshav kewan, the nirshav kewan, but be'emes is two. Now, the siba itchabrus. Now, the fact that this that we have such a strong kesher, the two, the haidu arich and atik have strong kesher between the side ducha and the side nukva, right? Well, what's going to happen? There's gom shino acher mikan elza. We see another chiluk. We'll see another chil between Ar Rampin and Zah because of this chabros between the dun. Ki bekan afilo nuk hanuk voice shehem bina vetvuna yotzo der ponim be'arech. Aval lo be'acho. Again, same story. We have Atik, Yesod of Atik inside of Arich Ampin, and he's being Mashpia Chug. What comes out from the Chug for Patsufim? Abba v'Ima Eloin, and you saw Sabba v'Tvuna. So let's look at the left hand side, the Nukva side. So we have Bina or Ima on top of Bina. Okay, now where are they? They are in front of Arich. Do you see the Haboshe? We're explaining Mamash Yesoidis Gedolim here. David, you with us? We're explaining big Yesoidis Halabosha. This is going to help us in all of Kabbalah here to understand. Well, no matter which Kabbalah you're going to be learning, is going to help you because you see clearly the Halabosha he's spelling out for us over here. That again, you have three Patsufim, one within the other. You have Atik, and on top of Atik you have Arich. And on top of Arich, now you have Abba, the Imar Eloyin, and Yusuf Saba. Now, and Tvuna. Now, on the left hand side, you're going to have Tvuna and Bina. Where's Tvuna and Bina in relationship to Arich? Well, you have a choice, either in front or in the back, or maybe both. So we're saying that they are in front. They are in front. That means the Hainu, the Pshat over here, is not Dafkin in front, but they're also in front. The Hainu, they're not only in the back, they're also in front as well. Okay, that's the Pshat over here. Now, Masha Einkin, when you come to Zah, Masha Einkin, Bezah, Shelev, Rochel, Hem, Beochel, Bezah, Kinoda. See here the Pshat. That Mashiach, what's the difference with that? Zah, you find that, I told you, Lay and Rochel, where are they? On the back of Zah. Now, why is that, Dovid? Why is it, when you talk about Zah, the Nukva of Zah are behind him, Lay is on top of Rochel, but behind Zah, Mashiach Enkin, the Nukva, the Hainu, the Ima, and the Bina are in front of Arich. What's Pshat in that? What's Pshat now? We said, because since in the higher Patsufim, which is Arich, you have the side Ducha and the side Nukva, Mamish, Menube in the Patsuf. So half of the paltzuf to the right hand side, half to the right is all ducha. Half of the paltzuf to the left is all nukva. Therefore, it's understandable that you have bina or ima and tfuna, or even on the side of the ponim of arich, right? Because that is the left hand side is the ima side. Masha ein ken, you can't do that on za. You can't make a markova. You can't be markiv Leia v'rochel in the front of Zah, because that's kulid docha. Where's Nukva? She's out of the picture. She's a different paltzuf, right? Therefore, she's exported outside of Zah. You hear what I'm saying? You're not with me?
But I'm thinking Zah is kulid docha.
Docha, and therefore you can't place. There's no mokum for having a Nukva there on Zah.
What do you call Nukva now?
Nukva, Leia v'Rachel.
Leia v'Rachel,
Leia v'Rachel, or place where? Rak be'achol Zah kinoda.
Because it doesn't fit, because Zah is Zachar.
Not that it doesn't fit, it doesn't shlim, it's not matim.
It's not matim, yeah, because it's Zachar.
The Mibba also, yeah?
What?
The Mibba also won't be able to.
Because
it's also Nukva.
Well, the emissary, he's more of a ducha than the
Le'asheni. If you say Le'asheni, then you can say that's a ducha,
right? Because that's all because you're looking at the fact there's Yaakov there, because Yaakov then is a Leah. But if you look at those two parts of, as opposed to the other two parts of in the Hainu, if you look of Yaakov and Dor Midbar as opposed to Leah v'Roch, which are emissary and ducha, then you said those two are masculine or ducha, and those two are feminine.
And between the four are Nukva, yeah? Even Yaakov is Nukva. Yaakov is one of the four parts of the Mabnuk.
No, Be'etzim. No, Be'etzim, Yaakov is far, he's a Ducha, no, he's a man.
Yeah, but you call Midbom Le'asheni.
Okay, because that's if you're looking at them, it's all Be'erchin. If you look at Yaakov, which is Emistik of Ducha, then you say Dom Midbom is Eshet Yaakov. But if you look at those two Pasuf, as opposed to the other two Pasuf, those are two Zohra and those are two in the cable.
Just a minute. You've got Zah v'Nuk, yeah? Now we say that Be'etzem Nuk is four parts of him. Is it right or not? Oh, I misunderstood you.
No, Nuk is two parts of him, Leah v'Rocha.
Where is Yaakov v'Dor Midbar?
They're in Zah? Front. They're in front.
But what are these? Zah, Nuk, Abba, Ima, Arif, or Atik?
You know what? Maybe I'll show you a picture. I'll show you a picture.
Ah, yes.
Yes, I'll show you a picture. I'm going to surprise you, but now, you know. Okay, do you see this picture? This is a picture I lost on my computer. I can't even find it.
From America, they can see, but we can't see. Yeah.
You need about 10,000 slides.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I was going to make you copies, but I lost it. I don't know where it is. Okay, anyway, Kopan, let's get back to what we're saying here. See all the parts from here. Let's go through them. I can't see myself. Okay. Okay, so that's clear. Okay, so let's go through this part sufi. What do we have? We have over here Abba. Okay, and then you have Ima, which is around Abba. Meaning Abba goes inside of Ima. See that the green is Ima. The green is Ima.
How can Abba go inside Ima if you have to have one, if you have to have look for Baba behind Abba?
Yeah.
What? That what? You always have a zivug between Abba and Ima, and Abba goes into Ima. How else would you make a zivug? Okay, this is the yesod of Abba going to the yesod of Ima. That's where it goes. Now we know that the yesod, we saw this in Paul, the yesod of Abba is longer than the yesod of Ima, right? So he protrudes outside of Ima.
Yeah.
Right, are you with me?
I'm not sure.
You make a zivug, right? And the zocha, yesod, goes into the yesod of the nukva.
He's splitting nukva.
I'm going in. I'm trying to look at it as if it's you're looking at a top view. Okay, he's going in, and you see that he's going in and outside because he has a longer yisoid than Ima. Okay, he's protruding outwards, and she stops over here. Now, the red around is za. Za is the red. Yisod Vav goes as far as yisod of za. Now,
where is that?
Well, actually, this is not Yisoda. This is the entire Zah. All the red. See the red? The red border? The red border is Zah. Now, on the back side, this is the back side of Zah. Back side of Zah, you have two parts of it called Leah and Rachel.
What is Anuk?
Yeah, Leah is Anuk and Rachel is Anuk.
Those two parts of Anuk.
Huh?
The super sim, what?
Nukva, yeah. Nukteza. Nukteza. Okay, there's many Nuktezas, but this is one of the one set of Nuks. Now, where are they as opposed to Za? So this is the Das Deza. Mm-hmm. And this is the Tiferes of Za, Chazed Deza. So Leah is me Das Deza until the Chazed Deza. And then you have the chazan is Zah until the raglaim of Zah, you have Rachel. If you just look at this picture, I think it's quite clear. In front of Zah, you have the two parts of when I spoke to Dor Midbar. This is Dor Midbar, and this is Yaakov.
But that's Nuk.
Let's not concentrate on that right now. You have two parts of him over here called Yaakov and Dor Midbar.
Yaakov has nothing to do with Yisrael Zah.
One second. Just look at the. Let's see them as they are. Okay. Let's get comfortable where they are and memorize this picture, because the picture is going to come over and over again. So I tell you, Yaakov. You know exactly where Yaakov is. Where's Yaakov? Yaakov is below the Chazed Dezah. Two Patsuf and three Patsuf are under his chest, and only one Patsuf is above Zah's chest. So you have Yaakov, Dor Midbar, which is below the chest of Zah, in front of Zah. In front of Zah. This is the back of Zah. You only have Rachel, and then on top of Rachel, from the Chaz Lemala until the Das of Zah, you have Leah. Is that clear? Now, how were they created? How are they created? Now, this is the way they created. Yesod the Abba will create Yaakov and Dor Midbar. See the black arrows. Black is Abba. Abba is going to be Mashpia on Yaakov to create Yaakov, and Abba will be Mashpia here to create Dor Midbar. How is Leah and Rachel going to be created? They're going to be created through the Nuk, the Yisod of Ima. See the green arrows? Ima will Mashpia over here. She'll create Leah, and she'll also create Rachel. Now, if you analyze this carefully, we don't have, why isn't the Yisod the Abba going to be, why doesn't he mashpia on her? Why doesn't he create Leah? You know why? Because he's going to have to break through two mechitzas. Mm. And the rule is you can only break through one mechitza, through your own mechitza. So if Abba were to be mashpia and create Leah, you'd have to break through his mechitza, his skin, and then her skin. Mm-hmm. Zaskin, we don't reckon for this. Those are two mechitzas.
And we're down to the Rachel.
Rachel.
He could lemaise.
He could lemaise. It's true, Nechalami. But he doesn't. Now, but he does for Yaakov and Dor Midbar, because there's only one mechitza, his own mechitza.
It sounds that that's the. The yellow box and the blue box are not exactly this way, because if they are this way, so you have as well to go through two mechitzas.
Yeah. Yeah. One is in front of the other, but somehow there must be some way that you don't have to go through the door.
Or if you create Yaakov first, and then you create the
Ramah. Very good. Okay. could be. Yeah, I hear. Good point. Okay, so that's the whole picture. That's the entire picture. That's why we don't have any Ashpa coming out of Yisod the Abba, because there are two Mechitzas here. Only below the Mokim Giloy, then you can be Mashpia. But then the Nukvas come from the Nukva side, and the Duchas, that's why I said these are Duchas, because of Mashpia from Abba. Abba creates them.
Okay.
And she creates the two Nukvas over here, okay? That's the entire story. Now, let's look at Aruch HaAmpin now. Aruch HaAmpin's picture over here. Here's Aruch HaAmpin. Again, we're comparing this whole pair, just comparing Aruch HaAmpin, Aruch HaAmpin with Nukva, with Zah. Okay, you have the picture over here? Right, here we go. So, what do we see over here? Aruch HaAmpin. All the way down. This is the tiferes of Aruch HaAmpin, the chest. The chest we always divide into three parts. We have Perek Elyon, Perek Emtsoi, and Perek Tachton. Three part Gemara. Aleph Beis Gemara, right? Now this is his throat. This is his the end of his chest. This is the end of this is where his tibo is, and that's the end of the body of Zah. Right? That's the entire chest. Where's Abba and Ima? Abba and Ima are from the Golan to the Chazer. Abba on the right hand side, Ima on the left hand side.
No, no, I didn't. See, that's not with this one, Nechora.
What?
I always understand this picture that you got Abba on the right side and Ima on the left, or the opposite. But
right.
In this one, how can you get Ima all around Abba?
No, because that's only talking about your Yesoidus.
Where do you put this in this picture?
Or no, this is not you saw this. This is all 10 parts and all 10 spheres over here.
Including Yisod as well.
What?
Including Yisod as well.
The Hainu. So he's going to go halfway here. It's not Mamash Medui, but I didn't want to cover over Aruch HaAmpin. So he'll go halfway here. And she'll go halfway. You have to understand that this is 180 degrees around Zah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Around the
Arach, you mean? Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to go from the Panim to the Ach. Like that's it. That's it, exactly.
Yeah.
And she's going to go 180 degrees from the Panim to the Ach. And
yeah.
The Yesoidas are going to match or meet here.
Yeah.
And that you're going to have that picture over there.
But why around?
He goes in.
They will meet.
Yeah.
Here, let's say. Yeah.
Right.
But where do you see the Abba being completely surrounded by Ima?
The Yisoidus, how do you make a Zivug? The Yisoid of Abba goes into the Yisoid of Ima. Think about it.
Yeah.
It works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Yisoid Saba will be, again, 180 degrees around Arech. Where? From the Chazer ad Tibo. So just imagine you have a cab coming down over here. Which is Yisoid Ati, right? And he stopped over here at the Chazer. I don't have time to put it in. And the Chazir. And he creates these four Patsum. These are 2.5 Chasadim, 2.5 Chasadim. 2.5 Gvurot, 2.5 Gvurot. Okay?
Yeah.
That will create the four Patsum.
That sounds very good.
Okay. Now, let me show you one more picture. And here they are. So this is a different picture, but it's the exact same thing, Be'etzim. So here's Yesod the Ati coming down. He stops at the Chazer of Zah. This is all Zah.
Sorry,
of Arich. So here's the 2.5. These are the 2.5 Chasodim on this side. This is 2.5 Gvurot. This is 2.5 Chasodim. And it's the two other 2.5 Chasodim they stayed inside the Yisod of Zah. But that created that picture that you have Abba Eloi here and Yisod Saba here.
The 2.5 Chasodim?
Yeah.
Which are left in Attic in the first.
Will create Abba Eloi. And this will create Yisod Saba. This will create Ima Eloyin. And this will create Tvuno. Okay, that's the exact same picture that I just showed you a minute ago. Okay, so the Chasodim and Gvus are coming out. They go up and around. Some of them, there's two different Shmuas in the Malcho. According to the second Shmua, it stays here. The other one goes up here. And the other two eventually go down. This is the Mokum Gilui, and this is Mokum Situm. It's called Mokum Situm. Because why is it Sotum? Because it's squished between the Yesod of Arich, so Yesod the Attic, squishes in here, and then the Chasodim, very still small, because they're squashed inside of Aruch HaAmpin. It's called the Mokum Situm. This is Mokum Gilo, because it's past the past the yisod of atik, makom giloy, makom situm. We're going to use that. Okay, so hopefully we have all the information now, and we can go back into the text so I can understand it a little bit better of what's going on here.
So what do you do with those two?
That becomes yisod sabatua. The 2.5 chasadim in the makom giloy. And the 2.5 chassadim, 2.5 gevurot in the Mokim Giloy, that becomes Yisus Saba and Tvuna. No, Abba Be'ima, Eloyin.
And Yaakov in Dorah Midbar.
No, Yaakov, this is Arich.
Yeah, sure.
This is Arich. In this picture, this is where we're now. This is Zah. Arich is up here. Right, and there are mitzvahs down here.
Yeah,
the
only part is from Yisod the Abba.
Yisod the Abba.
This was Arich.
What?
This was supposed to be Arich.
But I should have, if I had that, I would have put, you see, a big picture of the whole thing. With everything set up. But you won't see all these details then. It's very, very difficult to draw this. Very, very difficult. It's a lot of time just to put this together. Okay, anyways, so we get more or less the picture. So we're comparing Arich, and also we're comparing Zah. Arich means we're comparing the relationship between Atik and Arich, and we're comparing the relationship of Abba Ve'ima being Mashpia on Zah. Okay? Now, the last thing we spoke about one of the chilukim that we saw again, Achamon. We spoke about the chiluk between the Abba Patsufim that come out from Atik, and the Abba Patsufim come out from Abba Ve'ima Eloyin. And we asked the question, how can Atik, which is one Yisod, make four Patsufim, and Abba Ve'ima Eloyin, which are two Yisodis, why are they only making four? They should be making eight. The answer was that Yisod, the Atik, is also considered to be two. So that's the rule. Two Yisodis make two Patsufim. Now, with the fact that we define now that the Yisod the Arich, so the Atik, is Dun, the Hainu, has a Ducha, the Nukva, and Tzarevit, it comes out another Nafkamini between Arich and Zah. And that is a field of indicators that Bina and Tfuna, when you see the Halbosha of Bina and Tfuna, so let's see this picture over here. When you see the halbosha now of Bina v'Tfuna, Bina, which is Ima, and Tfuna, they're on Mamish. It should be actually a bit more. I should have really pushed it over. Right on to Arich. Why? Because he's allowed to be on us. It's Matim. It's suitable for these two Nekevas to be on Arich because half of Arich is Nekevish. That word, right? Masha Enkin, when you come to this picture over here, when you speak about Zah, you can't have Leah and Rochel Bechlal onto Zah. You can't have Leah and Rochel Bechlal onto Zah here. They have to be outside the red box. They have to be outside of Zah because Zah is complete, the red box is completely Zohar. And they're in the cave, they have no Shachar stem. That's another nafkamina between Al-Khampin and Zah. You see? Yeah, you see that? Okay, let's continue now. Let's try to finish this. Oh, yes, chiluk achev. Who? Ki za yotu shtei nekevos shem levorach. We spoke about that, right? Za comes out from za, actually from the ima which is inside of za. Ima which is mashpia, she comes out and forms these two parts of levorach. Achas keneged mokum megule lemata mina yesod. So let's see this on this picture over here. So if you look at this picture, what it means is that look at the green box. You see the green box over here? Green box is Ima. Now how is Ima Mashbia? What is she Mashbia? She's Mashbia to create Leia V'Rocha. But where? Leia is in the Mokum Mechuse. Mechuse. You see that? What's the Loshon over here? It's called Yosef Shteine Kevas. Lea v'Rochel. Achaz Mokem Megule Lemata Min Yesod Ima. V'Achaz Keneged Mokem Mechuse. So this is Lea, which is Mokem Gilo. Why? Because her Yesod of Ima stops over here. So the chasodim would come, the gvuos, so they come out from yesod the ima or megule, and they create rachel. Mashenken, the chasod, the gvuos which come out, they don't come out actually here. They don't come out. They must be through the wall of, through the skin of ima, and they create layer. That's called mokum mechusir.
From ima.
See, it's green. Inside, there's ima.
Yeah.
She stops here. Ima's yesod stops here.
Yeah.
That is a mokum mechusir. It's covered over. The gvuot which are here, they're covered inside of ima. You don't see them.
Ah,
only when they come out here, then it's megula. The chasadim gvuot. If I talk about the gvuot, it would be megula.
So
the mokum giloy is kenegin rachel. The mokum mechus is the kenegin leah.
So rachel is mekum megula and then mekum mechus.
That's right.
Kenegin.
Right. That's what we see over there. Right. So what does that have to do? So that's it. That's one thing. I'm just before that. Kemo hem kan bina v'tfuna. Bina v'tfuna. Also, we find a similar idea about bina v'tfuna. What's have to do with bina v'tfuna? Let's look at the picture here. Because in bina v'tfuna, we find also a similar thing. Where's the mokum megula and chus over here?
It's in the attic.
It's an attic. We don't have it in the picture. I should have put it here. But you saw the attic stops over here. So all the gvuz which creates bina nima is a mokum mechusim.
Yeah.
Mashiach and Tuvuna is a mokum megula because the Yisod Atik Anachma stops over here, the Chazad Arich. Chazad Arich. Aval Yaakov Edo Midbar Eino Yoitzim Shneem Ele Lematim Mokum Giloi. Let's see that. Where's the Mokum Giloi over here? Let's look at this. Let's investigate. Is there a Mokum Giloi? Look at Edo Midbar and Yaakov. Oh, look at that. Ima stops here. That means Yesod Abba is Megule. It's not Mechuse with Yesod Ima. You understand what I'm talking about? Right?
Yeah. It's just I don't know why you put them next. I would put Yaakov on top of the Hamidbar. That's all.
You can't. You can't do that because they're both under
Chazer. Yeah. Both of them in the matter of the Mekom HaGilui, but one on top of the other one.
No, they're not. No, one is in front of the other.
Yeah.
There's a space between Yaakov and Zah, and he's mamish between them. Okay. So that's the other thing. Now, what's the reason over there? Why is it is that Dor Midbar and Yaakov are both in the Mokum Giloi, and we find by Tvuna and Ima, one's in the Mokum Giloi, Leah and Rachel, same situation over there. So what's pshat? Now the tamhu lefi ki sham bezah yesh lemale b'mokum mechus shnei mechasim mesachim shem shtei mechitzu shel abba sheyesod abba v'yesod ima malbishim v'yesod abba kenoda. V'hine Yaakov v'dor Midbar shneim yotzi meder yesod abba aval asher mitalem toch yesod ima. That means Yesod the Abba comes out from Ima, as we saw over there, and therefore is allowed to create the two part sufim called Yaakov and Dor Midbar. Elam koach letzet lechutz sham lemala, because even though it's Abba, but Abba would not have the koach. Again, like we said, the rule is Abba would not have the koach in order to break through his own mechitzas and Ima's mechitzas in order to be mashpia and in order to create Yaakov and Dor Midbar over here, because then he's passing through the two. So there's no choice but to create them two over here below the chazer.
Because his own mechitzah, because Ima and Zah,
Abba and Ima
and Zah. No,
we don't consider. I told you Zah for some, we don't reckon with Zah. So why is it now Leah is on top and both of them on the bottom? Why is one on the top over here and this side? Both should be on the bottom. You know why? Because there's only one mechitza over here. That's the chiluk. So with the picture you see. Tamach, let's see that. With Tamhu, lefi kisham b'zah yesh lemalem mokum mechus shnei mesachim. Right? What are the two? This is the Abba's mechitza and the Ima's mechitza. שהם שתי מחיצות של יסוד האבא ויסוד האמא, המעל ויסוד האבא כנודה. והנה איפה, בגלל זה יעקב ודור מדבר שניהם יוצאים מדרך יסוד האבא, ועכשיו נתעל מתוך יסוד האמא, וכאילו נקמה הסתיים יסוד האמא, ואמא כבר לצאת חוץ לשם למעלה. אבל למטה במוקם גילוי אין שם מסך, אין שם מסך יסוד האמא, רק מסך אחד יסוד האבא לבד. Again, we don't reckon יכול למצאת שם מה שאין כן בלייר שהוא יסוד האמא, אפילו למעלה אין רק עם מסך אחד, which is their own. Again, we don't reckon זה. לכן יצת אפילו במוקם עליון. Therefore, לייר is allowed to go even במוקם עליון. אבל כאן בער אין רק, אין בו רק יסוד אחד עתיק בלבד. ואפילו למעלה אין רק מסך אחד בלבד, לכן יכול לצאת פרצוף אחד שם למעלה במוקם הסיתום. Again, this is the Mokam Situm over here.
Because it's the Malam Yesod Atik.
That's right, because again, if you look at this Mokam, this picture over here, we'll find that what? It's a Mokam Situm over here. Here it is. Here is Ima. In a Mokam, she's smaller than, I should actually put the names here. She's smaller than over here, Tvuna. For that reason, because she's in a Mokam Situm, because Yesod Atik is coming in out. Isn't that the same size? It's not really true. It's just Mokum Sittum, yeah. Okay, so that is that. So again, with the pictures, you just have to memorize the pictures and you can just fit this back in the words. Now we're going to finish off with one more Indian, a few more minutes. Vitzok Shetetha. Now, it's something about the diaphragm. What do you know about the diaphragm?
The what?
Diaphragm. Your teretz are covered. That means that you have something separating the breathing limbs and limbs, that's right, and the limbs which take care of the volume, which take care of the equal, mm-hmm. Right? Now, tzav shetedah inan icha shuhu kolel kol v'chinas patzufim. This applies to all patzufim. Inan ki be'arich ampin be'emtza gufo yesh chad pasuf v'masach amavdil ben chatzi elyon chatzi tachton. Kiniru b'chush arod mibesore efzalokah. When we look at our own bodies, we see the exact same thing. We have a krum, which is called, you know what a diaphragm is, right? Right. Ein lecha krum echad ke'ein mechitza. Ech yesh krum echad ke'ein mechitza. Mafseke ben ivre nishima, she'ein areya, ve'lev. The lung and the heart. It separates the lung and the heart between ben levorim atachton, she'ein covered, the liver, and the minim ayim can know them. Those are a very simple separation. Now, where do you see this? It doesn't go straight across, but rather it goes biyosha. Ki kasher matchel b'der panim, it starts on b'der panim. Right. So let's just make an example. So we have the chazer right here. This is the chazer. So the palsa will start over here and go diagonally the back all the way down to the back of the back. Can I get the tibul? You see that? It's going to go like this, from the beginning, from the top of the, from the face of the paltuf, all the way down, diagonally, right down to the bottom, to Kenegah the Tibur. That's what he says here. V'hiri, paltuf zeh, paltuf zeh, eino b'yosher, ki kasher matchele b'der aponim, hi matchele matachas, achozid mamish. V'keshe midracheves, mispaseshes, ad acho, when he goes to the back part of the patzuf, he'll medis kenegid, mekenegid, kol moko matibu. Kineh v'chushot, you can just look at a biology book and you'll see that's mamish the way it works by a person's body. V'zenikra yoter asakov, this week's parsha. Kchuma the pasig goy mo'oi, the ba'anash. This mamish, what the Zohar says, this is a kum which goes in a person's body. Kiniska b'sefer Zohar parshas Bereishis an apostle yirakia b'tochamai. V'hine Abba ve'ima hem omdi b'shnei tzodi arer b'yamin m'smol omdi paneim ish el achiv panim b'panim. Like we said, there's 180. Here's arer in the middle, and then you have Abba 180 degrees, and you have ima 180 degrees. With you have arer in between them, and they're surrounding them completely. And they are ponim beponim, and also ach ba'ach in the back. Here, v'chush roz anu roim mokum chibush neim Bechinas beten v'keres sheshneim. How are they connected? They are connected simply by the fact that their stomachs are connecting them. Right? Again, they're all around Arich, and this is the Panim, and this is the Achuraim, and their stomachs are connecting them together. Sheshneim. Hu bolet yotze mishar aguf. V'shamokim siyum ha-keresh shalehem shel Abba ve'ima. V'sham keneged mokim ze be'arich anpim matchil v'chinas ha-kchum aniska le'er ispashet ad ha-chivu ad achro. Meaning that if you look at the picture, Pashtud, you see that where their stomachs are attached, that's at the end of that mokum, that's the chazeh, and that's exactly where the pasa starts. The kasha holach mitzpash v'nimshach zeh akum le'achora le'achrei arich sham hu keneged mokum arechayim shel abba v'ima, because that's only the keres. The keres stops over there, and then the legs continue, which is really yisus abba v'tumula. Shem yotz aruchem min hakeres shelahem v'nimshachim yordim lemata ad keneged mokum tibo shel arich, until mamash to the tibo, right? So from the gorah to the tibo of arich, you have the complete part of abba v'ima line v'yisus abba. And that's where the krum finally stops in the back. Okay, good. So we finish off that Sha. So Sha, next time we meet, we'll start Sha Zeh Ampin.
Yeah. Okay.